Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Let's go.
This is where hit music lives.
If you
play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Thank you, Stevie, and thank you, Jack Burke. Sounded good in the sunshine, Jack, today.
Very good.
Loving that. Right, we're on for Wednesday, middle of the week.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
What are you in the middle of? Let us know on the text. We'll do some of those in just a second. Rita Ora and Praising You with Fatboy. It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles, as it was. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on for Wednesday. It's Chris and Scott. We're on the big drive home till 6. Do you know people alter their voice when they talk to Alexas and Siris? And I realised I did this in my car on Siri today, because normally I would say, hey, Siri, and I'd talk like that. But for some reason, when it's, I would have to go, hey, Siri, like some kind of advert.
Yeah, no, you are correct. When I talk to my car, it doesn't know certain names.
Yeah.
And I know from previous of calling them people, and she doesn't get it at all.
Yeah.
It's not Siri, my car. It's something else. I don't know what it is. She's annoying. And I say, well, if I'm calling you, and in the phone, you're Brooksy.
Yeah. Right?
But I can't say, if I say call Brooksy, it doesn't call you.
I say call boy band, it rings you straight away.
Yeah, because that's quite easy. But
it's an easy pronunciation, isn't it?
I have to say, call Brooksy! Brooksy! Like that. I have to over-exaggerate it.
Using digital assistant tools, we are louder, flatter and slower than we would be if we were speaking to a person. The results could improve the AI device's ability to understand human speech and determine how talking with technology impacts language. So clear speech in the style of like Stevie Shilling, like in the start, well, like, you know, clearer than that.
Clearer, in Scottish.
If you do it clearly, like a newsreader, so you go, add toilet roll to my shopping list. It understands it. If you just say, chuck some bugger on the shopping list, cheers. It wouldn't follow that.
But you've got an advantage, haven't you? Because you do the adverts. See. Terms for details and all that, so you could
add toilet roll to the shopping list. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Exactly. So you can sell anyone a window or a door, can't you?
But it is. I think I do put on my voiceover voice if I'm doing Alexa chats.
Phone Karen, and then phone the blonde one.
That's what Sam's called. Sam's on my phone. He's called the blonde one.
Yeah, you say phone the blonde one.
Harry, unfortunately, is called the other one.
Yeah.
Radio Essex, Sigala, Mae Muller and Feels This Good with Katie Baser. Mae Muller, of course, on the Eurovision this weekend. We'll talk a bit about that very soon. Find out who's in that sweepstakes. Some of you would have got knocked out last night, wouldn't you, because of the semi-final. So we'll find out how that went. Also finding out what you're in the middle of. It's the middle of the week, so what are you in the middle of? Text 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. You can grab us on the app as well. Send us voice notes. Calling the radio station, that's not something that happens very often.
I always like that. I've got the phone number.
Go on, give it to us.
01702 45 50 60.
Tell us what you're in the middle of. It's the middle of the week already. What are you in the middle of? Grab us on the app or call this number.
01702 45 50 60.
Hits to come from Lizzo. We'll get Juice on for you. And Freya Ridings, she's got a new song out and it sounds amazing. It's called I Feel Love. And I will get it on for you next after we update travel. Radio Essex, hit music, bit of banter, adverts, travel, news. That's it, isn't it?
Bit more banter.
Bit more banter.
Hits.
5 o'clock bit. A to Z music.
Home time. Oh, sorry, home time.
That's how we do it. What are you in the middle of? It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. You are in the middle of. Dean says it's just started raining where we are. We are halfway through a patio. Loving the show. There's a... got the sand in.
I've got a little comment to make to Dean.
On the patio that we got a picture of?
Yeah.
Yeah, on.
It's just that, like, I can't see one speck of rain yet, right, and he's gone on tea break. He's looked up and he's probably with his mate Darren, and he's gone, Darren!
Talks down.
Did you feel rain? Definitely, Dean. And they've gone, they're eating cheese rolls in their van now.
And you know the saying,
you know that.
You know the saying, talks down. They've literally thrown the tools into the sand.
What we can see, this is like the peep show. What we can see is we can see a hammer, a soft hammer. That's on the sand. We can see a. I'm going to say hoe.
Yeah, or rake.
I don't want it to say hoe. There's a hoe there and a spade.
It's just literally been dropped wherever they were, and I can see a caterpillar boot just to the right as well.
Yeah, so can I.
Yeah, there you go.
What's funny, Tom? What are you talking
about? Doesn't look very wet.
It doesn't look wet.
I'm going to stick with rake. Caroline in Panama. She is one of our listeners from around Greater Essex. She's in Panama. Of course, Essex is the biggest county around the world. Yeah. So Caroline is listening in Essex in Panama in the middle of having breakfast as it's only 9:15 a.m. over here.
Which is now 9:27.
But the thing is, because Essex is such a big county, different time zones.
You wouldn't have known that, different time zones.
Different time zones. Ryan is in the middle of traffic on the way home from work, in the middle of listening to us, and in the middle of thinking whether to retire as I'm a little bit bored at work. I'm 24. The only problem is I just don't have enough money to do that.
Not many people do at the age of 24.
24 is going to be a difficult time to retire, Ryan.
But good luck.
And you'll be bored by the time you're 24 and a bit.
Yeah.
Keep those coming in. It is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of on the app page? And if you're feeling brave, give us a call. 01702 45 50 60 as we continue with Lewis Capaldi. Here's Forget Me. Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr, Ella Henderson, 21 Reasons. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Wednesday asking you, as it's the middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Quite a lot of concern on the text about Dean, who is currently laying a patio. He said he's just down tools because it's raining. When he said it's right, I'm presuming there's a hurricane going on.
Yeah, well, you thought so.
There's like a couple of specks of rain on the patio. And
he's gone stop down tools.
Cheese sandwiches in the back of the van with a Lucozade. I don't know what they're drinking.
That's definitely a Lucozade.
Yeah, Lucozade packet, cheese sandwiches.
And a builder's.
And Downs tools. So I don't know whether we need to give him a ring, maybe, yes, to find out what's actually going on there. Because he sent us another picture since. It looked a little bit more like rain on the patio, but I'm still not convinced. I will ring in now. Here we go.
Hello?
Dean, is the foreman here?
I thought you were going to... Do you know, I just sent my phone and I said, I bet they ring.
I feel responsible. I can see that you've sent us a new picture of the patio and it looks like you might have put a hose pipe on that.
Yeah, listen, Dean.
There
wasn't
another rain on there, wasn't there?
There's not a lot of rain on that. I mean, there's more dry bits than wet bits, is all I'm saying, Dean.
The trouble is we've already mixed up the sand with the cement, that's all. So we're going to end up with a brick in the right.
What have you got, like a bit of a dry mix? You got a bit of dry mix going on? Yeah,
bit mix going on.
Because a lot of people think that you have to do a really wet mix, but that's not true, is it, Dean?
No. Hopefully this will just settle itself down overnight. And
what's the old spirit level saying? You got it all level?
No, spirit level saying it's time to go home.
It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Wednesday. Thank you very much for all your text. Wednesday being the middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Leanne at R&R in Chelmsford says, I'm halfway through a VAT return. Nice.
Quite good.
Katie Lenton says, Chris, Scott, I'm in the middle of listening to you beautiful guys while looking after patients at BCH. Why can't you guys be on longer? It's contractual.
Yeah, just don't get it.
Literally contractual. I don't actually think they can afford it.
No, that's what they said in an email.
Can't afford it.
I said, I'll do an hour longer. Then I said, fee. Then they said, Joe's doing it.
Joe Kinch.
Yeah. 12. Minimum wage.
It's child wage.
Yeah.
It's like paper round money.
He's looking through the window.
Hello, mate.
He does not look.
He's in already. He's in early.
He's doing other work.
Joe Kinch is in early.
You're right, Joe.
Come on, mate. Not you. Different Joe. Talking about different Joe.
Jojo on the radio. Joe, not you. You're Joe Kinch.
Different Joe. I can't hear you because of the old soundproofing and that.
Soundproofing.
Give us a ring.
01702.
Give us a ring.
45.
Ring us up
50,
on your phone. There's a phone on your desk.
Ring it.
You can use the work phone as a work call.
Pound. He's not getting to
his phone. He's a phone. He went straight for his mobile. He's selling. He's 12.
He's on Facebook.
I just said ring me when I've just snapped you. I don't even know what that means.
Is he phoning?
He's phoning. Hello, Radio Essex. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, Joe Kinshaw for the radio.
What's the matter?
I just wanted a message for Scott, really.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
you mentioned about me.
Two sugars, please, mate.
You mentioned about me being in early.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know getting in early if it hit you in the face.
Oh, I'm so offended, I still get paid.
What you want to do is do that line again, and when you finish, slam the phone down on him.
Okay,
do
it ready?
What have you got to say to Scott?
Scott.
Yes, mate.
You wouldn't know early if it hit you in the face.
Oh, you don't get get the sound of the phone going.
Oh, can't you put an explosion on?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, all right, Joe.
He's dialed you up. Hit you in the face.
There you go.
Oh, just imagine that all worked. That would be amazing. Chris and Scott, I'm in the middle of listening to you. Why can't you be on for longer? We've done that. That was where that came from. Oh, got one of these as well. This is coming.
Essex is the biggest county around the
world. Because as you know, Essex is the biggest county around the world.
Yes.
We got a couple of these on the middle of the week things. Erin and Ollie listening to you in Yarmouth whilst washing up. When I had a tap on the roof, it's Brian, our daily visitor. And there was a tap on the roof, and she sent us a picture of a seagull that looks the same size
as the house.
As a dog.
It's the biggest seagull in the... It's bigger than the whole of the guttering.
It's bigger than the ones at Festival Leisure Park that hang around outside McDonald's and eat cheeseburgers all day. This is bigger.
It's bigger than those.
That is huge. Anyway, thank you very much for listening in Yarmouth. Thank you, Erin and Ollie. Hello to Sue and Andy from Charamolinos in Spain, currently enjoying the holidays. Sent us a beautiful picture of what possibly looks like sangria, blue skies, and sea and sand.
There's about as much rain there as Dean's garden.
Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and Miracle. 3:47, Chris and Scott on the big drive home across this fine county of ours. It's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Is it still sunny?
Yes, a tiny bit cloudy.
Apart from where Dean the Builders are, yes, it's raining there, but everywhere else is sunny. It looks nice out there. It's really nice driving in today. Jack sounds amazing in the sunshine.
Because he can't go out in it.
He concentrates. Right, it is 3:48. What are you in the middle of? Let's wrap that up. Aretha is trying to get courage. Aretha's one of our Essex listeners in the greater part of Essex, in Houston, in Texas, trying to get courage to go out to do my to-do list, but Houston is flooded and under flash flood warnings until 5 p.m. Certain areas are already flooding, and I think today is a stay-at-home Wednesday.
Well, if you take advice from Dean, as we've been talking about earlier, just stay at home and keep safe.
Yeah. Sit in the back of your white van eating cheese sandwiches, whichever works.
Here's your chance to win.
Hello, guys. It's Scott from the Big Drive Home here. You need to call now.
No, you don't.
Tickets to 90.
No, you don't. That's because Tom's put the wrong piece of music in.
Not now.
Just ignore that.
Not now.
No, don't. My bad.
Tom's dropped the ball.
Next week.
Tom's dropped the ball. Don't do that now.
But that is going to be the cue to call, and it is Scott off of the radio.
Yeah, so, but I'm on now. It's really awkward hearing
it. It won't work because it's not till next week. But 90s Rewind Festival, we're sending you back to the 90s. The Rewind Festival, I wish we had a rewind. The Rewind Festival is happening this July in Hornchurch in Essex. The charity Mind are going to benefit from that, which is amazing, and they're bringing you some of the best 90s bands to the stage with performances from 911, A1, Selena from the Honeys, and the star act of the night. What do you call it?
Headline.
The headline act of the night is Five.
It is, yes.
We should have some of that little Five music on when we say that. Build it up.
And not that bit that you played a minute ago.
It's going to be amazing. Tribute acts. A DJ is going to keep the party going throughout the evening as well. And next week we have not one pair, not two pairs. I can't keep doing this. It's 20.
I was going to say 20.
It's 20 pairs of tickets to give away. Stay listening. All next week, you've heard what the cuticle sounds like. It's Scott basically saying call now.
Yeah,
you'll hear that next week. And then you call the radio station, grab your tickets if you get through and you're the winner. And it'll be an amazing event to go to. And the winning starts next week.
The 90s Rewind Festival on Radio Essex.
Right, let's get the brand new tune on from the 1975. This is called Oh Caroline. One of my favourite Essex tribute artists. I like Jack Southend. I like Jack Brentwood. Jack Billericay's good. But Jack Harlow, I reckon, is my favourite.
Probably the biggest.
I think he's the most famous out of all of the... Jack Leon C is... He's all right, but Jack Colchester.
Not bad. He's got a good voice, Jet Leon C.
Jack Harlow, for me, is amazing. I mean, he is Mr. Essex.
Jack Braintree.
Jack Braintree?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Up and coming.
Oh, I've not heard of him. Is he on Joe's show? Is he played on the evening
show? Jack Houston's good.
Yeah. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home, because Essex is the biggest county in the world.
We could
literally do this all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
News and travel coming up next at 4, and then hits continue. Dua Lipa on. John, that'll sound good this afternoon. David Guetta and Anne-Marie, Baby Don't Hurt Me, coming up as well on the big drive home.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Thank you for having us on. We are Chris and Scott, and we do the big drive home on this radio station, Radio Essex, every day between 3 and 6, and we continue to do so. David Guetta, Anne-Marie, Baby Don't Hurt Me.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Elton John and Cold Heart. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Wednesday, always good to have you with us. Thank you for choosing us. After many false starts, the day has finally arrived where we are going to be enjoying Smell-O-Vision.
Sorry, what?
Smell-O-Vision. So, we've gone from normal TV to HD to Ultra HD, UHD, 3D. Now it's Smell-O-Vision.
I don't want it.
And all you have to do is wear a little small plastic moustache under your nose.
I've got that. It's just a normal moustache.
Yeah, well, this one's a plastic one with smells inside of it. They've been researching this in Beijing and Hong Kong. They've created a wearable virtual reality odour-generating moustache capable of producing up to 30 different smells, including pineapple, pancake, mojito and rosemary.
So it only works if you're watching a cooking programme.
Well, it would work really well with that, but I think you could add other smells to it. While other recent virtual reality odour generators have worked before, and I've seen some of them on Google, and you had to wear like proper headwear and backpacks and all this kind of stuff and all these different perfumes in it, this is a tiny little thing, and it's filled with paraffin wax, which is mixed with liquid perfumes to generate all the scents. But it can connect wirelessly to your VR, your TV, so you'd actually be able to smell your television.
No, I don't. I think they should stop. I think what we've got now is amazing. And I think they should stop now.
If you were watching the football and you could smell the hot dogs, or if you're watching Bake Off and you could smell all the cooking that was happening in front of you.
No, but this is the thing, like, you just can't. Like, you've just got something horrible up your nose. Like, you just...
What TV show would you like to smell? Or what TV show would you definitely not want to smell?
I don't want to smell the rugby.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell the rugby. I don't...
I'd love to smell Bake Off. That'd be amazing.
No, it'd make you hungry. All the time. You'd be smelling fresh bread, and then you'd go into your kitchen, no fresh bread.
Is it true, and people from a supermarket would know the answer to this, is it true that they send smells into the atmosphere like fresh bread? Obviously, there is fresh bread there because they're making it, but they make it and they accentuate it, so when you're walking around the supermarket, you're hungrier. I've heard that.
I've heard
that happens.
No, because...
So you walk around going, I am starving.
Well, you're telling me that when I'm walking around and I'm smelling apples, I'm not really smelling the apples because I'm up.
No, they're over enhanced. No, that might not be true.
No, I don't. No, I think that's made up by.
What TV show would you like to smell, and what TV show would you like to avoid? Text us 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message, and why, obviously. And you can grab us on the app as well. You know where that is. It's just a bit of fun, Scott.
You know, it's fun, but I don't want it in my life.
You'll buy one. You're the same as me.
No.
You still got a 3D telly?
No, never silly that thing. I never got the 3D.
You could attach the moustache to the 3D glasses and you'd look like Mr. Guess Who. Be awesome. Ed Sheeran from the album Subtract, which is already the UK's fastest selling album of 2023. You can smell this, yeah. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. We're talking about this new invention. Apparently, Smell-O-Vision is happening, and it will be attached to television so you can smell what you're watching.
I think it sounds silly, but...
You can wear a little plastic moustache under your nose. It's got all sorts of flavours in there and everything. So I was saying Bake Off would be quite cool. Celebrity Jungle might not be cool.
No, not so much.
That wouldn't be cool if they're eating bad things or they're being, you know, drenched on by the goo and stuff. That wouldn't work.
The rugby wouldn't be great.
You wouldn't like the rugby. Steve's going, do you know what? I'd definitely avoid Naked Attraction.
Do you know what? He's onto something. Yeah, that wouldn't be nice, would it?
Can't imagine that's going to be nice. It's hard enough to watch that. If you had to smell that as well, I'm not
sure. That program's...
hideous.
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
But addictive.
Yeah.
Claire says, what about when they blew up Jaws? There's a smell that no one needs to experience. That's very true, Claire.
That's going
to
smell.
I like that. I was talking about supermarkets and whether supermarkets injected, not injected, but how through the air conditioning or whatever, smells of freshly baked bread. They say if you put that in your... If you bake a loaf of bread when you're selling your house, it's easier to sell your house.
Yes, I've heard that.
It smells nice. I thought supermarkets did that to get people spending more. Dubbo, what you got for that?
My mate Alan, whose nickname is Mad Alan, said they used to put spices, as in hot cross bun spices, in the aircon to make me appeal to buy them.
What, in a supermarket?
Yes.
Okay, Dubbo, what did you say your mate was called?
Alan, Mad Alan.
Mad yeah. Alan. Matt, exactly right. So if he's called Alan, I would think that that was probably true. The fact that he's called Mad Alan, I'm guessing he's winding
Mad
you
Alan
up.
Because
it's
a fruitcake.
Exactly.
It's Radio Essex Post Malone and Circles, 4:32. Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Wednesday. And, yeah, loads coming in on the Smell-O-Vision thing.
Yes.
See, if anyone can smell the coffee you just made me, that would work a treat.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks
good.
Incredible. And it's got a beautiful smell, which I can smell now because I'm here in the room. But if I wasn't, I'd like to appreciate how that smelled by watching it on telly and smelling at the same time. Surely that's not a bad thing.
But what if they could smell this studio now?
No.
No? Wouldn't work, would it?
No, it's just three men in a studio. It's not a nice smell.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Karen in Braintree says Chris was talking about supermarkets and if they blast the smell of, you know, freshly cooked bread to make people feel hungry. Karen in Braintree says, I worked in a supermarket for over 20 years. And yes, they do blast baking smells over the entrance door.
I feel cheated.
It's a fact that if people are hungry when shopping, they spend more.
Do you know what I'm going to do when I go to the supermarket?
What?
I'm going to make sure I've eaten.
I think if I ate before I went to the supermarket and didn't take the kids, I'd save absolutely tens of thousands
of
pounds.
You'd save a fortune.
Yeah. It's a crazy world.
You could buy a Mercedes. Oh, no, you've done it.
Andrew in Westcliff-on-Sea. Andrew's an auctioneer. What you got for us, Andrew?
Afternoon, Chris and Scott. It's Andrew, the auctioneer here.
What up, fella?
Well, Smell-O-Vision sounds all right, yeah. But in my line of work, that really will be a nasty one. So can you imagine Homes Under the Hammer, where they're going round a derelict old house that had pigeons and all sorts in it for the last couple of months? Cool, they don't half stink. Yeah, no, not for me. I think people would be turned off.
See
you soon. Take care. Bye.
Cheers, Andrew. Also, David Dickinson's fake tan smell as well. I mean,
it stinks.
All right, 4:34. May Stevens, If We Ever Broke Up. Everything that we have. If We Ever Broke Up. May Stevens on the Big Drive Home, 4:36. It's Wednesday. It's the 10th of May. The biggest stories today are Catherine Tate has been picked to read the UK scores at Saturday's Eurovision final.
Shut up.
What a liberty.
Yeah.
Awesome. The A127 is in the top 10 of red light jumpers, the Amber Gamblers.
Okay.
That's what they're called. Comes after Essex Police set up cameras on loads of junctions up and down the county. And also they did this across the country as well to see where the hotspots were. And the junction of the A127 made the top 10 out of the whole country. And it's by the Bell House Lane. So if you're coming in the 127 before Skoda, before BMW, before the DJ Superstore, there's a random set of traffic lights there. Well, it's not random. It's there to manage the traffic, and there's a right hand turn that goes to Bell House Lane.
There is,
and then you just keep going straight, and the people going straight sometimes go, nah, just go straight through the red lights. That is the 10th most red light jumped place in the UK.
Wow,
that's a good story for you. Probably my favourite story is Robert De Niro's revealed that he's to become a father seventh child just months after his 80th birthday.
That's unbelievable.
He shared the news in a recent interview whilst he was promoting his up-and-coming film, which is called About My Father, and it's set to be released late this month. He was asked during an interview about being a father of six. He's been interviewed by Brittany Blair, and she says, I know you have six kids. Robert, however, corrected her and said, no, you've got seven. I've just had a baby. Just had one.
That's
one just fell out.
That's unbelievable.
He hasn't said who he's welcomed the baby with. There's speculation who might own the baby with him.
Okay.
But he's 80 years old.
Well, and did you say the film's called...
About My Father.
About My Father.
Randomly, it is.
I'm assuming the child will have some questions about his father.
I would have thought so, but there have been quite a few. Des O'Connor was like 83 or something when he had kids.
That's old, isn't it?
I mean, I'd struggle now if I had kids. I struggle when... How old was I when Harry was born? I was about 37 when Harry was born, and I was thinking, this is quite
well,
old.
Yeah, I'm 43 now, and I've got 9-year-olds. I couldn't have one now. That's impossible now. But if I...
Good drive time, man.
Yeah, I know, but if I did, one, I'd be worried.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, I wouldn't be able to cope.
Yeah, it would be scary, wouldn't it? But anyway, Robert De Niro, 80 years old. If you're feeling old today, think how he's going to feel in a couple of weeks on sleepless nights. Sam Smith, Calvin Harris, and I'm Not Here to Make Friends. It's 10 to 5. Chris and Scott, big drive home. We talked about the 127 Bell House Lane Junction, top 10 of red light jumpers in the whole of the country. Kirsty says, Bell House Road traffic lights, you ever been through them? One set turns green as the next set turn red. I sit at those lights for 4 minutes every single morning.
I mean, they are. I've done it, which is why I don't go that way anymore.
See, I go straight over those. I go to the next set of lights. So I'll go past there, past BMW, past Skoda. Then there's another set of traffic lights. And that filter lane's a joke. It lets, like, two cars through, and then it goes red again.
You're almost better off going all the way up.
All the way down. Or just keep going all the way down. I know you do the fairway, don't you? You come in the fairway,
Fairway way.
Different routes for different geezers.
Yeah, I mean, I go A13 and then go through the back roads, like past, like...
in the seaside joint.
Yeah, because it's
what's
better.
What's your worst thing in Essex, on the roads in Essex? What's your worst junction or worst thing you hate
Sadler's
most?
Sadler's
Farm's nasty.
It's a nightmare. Don't get me started on potholes, but the potholes are bad enough, and then the traffic lights and the other traffic lights, and then people... the people that think that they can... just block the road.
Yeah.
So they go through the traffic light and they don't leave the bit, the bit where they're meant to leave that gap. They don't do that, do they?
No, but I've got two in Essex. I've got the one up by Chalkwell Park as you leave here, where we're on the seafront of Southend. So you go up to Chalkwell Park and there's a big set of lights to get you onto the London Road. You've got the piano shop in front of you. If you turn right, people always stop there because they think it's their red light, but it's not. You're in the middle of the road.
No, it's the red light.
It's the red light for the people going straight on. But they drive around, see red, slam the brakes on, and it leaves you in the middle of the road. There's cars everywhere, so that's one. The other one is the Wickford roundabout by the Dogs Trust. When you come back into that road where the B-cash is.
Don't get me started on that one.
Two lanes of traffic, right? You would think that if you come off that roundabout and you're in the right-hand lane, you're supposed to let traffic merge one car by one, but no, some people drive in the middle of the road to stop you getting passed.
It's like they think you're like breaking the law and you should be arrested.
But
in reality,
how I've come from the roundabout. Yeah. If I've come from a certain way, that's the bit I'm going to get onto, and there's cars in the left-hand lane, so I can't get in the left-hand lane, so I merge in turn when I'm supposed to merge in turn, but then you get somebody who won't let you merge in turn. Now, you can see because they're trying to drive as close as they can into the car in front of them so that I can't get in.
I see someone do that once and actually nudge the guy in front of them, which was fun.
Which was probably hilarious. But I don't really understand why that happens. But is there a specific road or junction in Essex that you think this needs changing? Tom, you got one?
Army and Navy, Chelmsford.
Oh!
I once sat in Essex Yeomanry Way for a good 40 minutes.
Trying to get out of that junction.
Yeah.
No, he couldn't find his car keys.
More likely. It's 50-50. Cupid. Freddie Music, 50-50 and Cupid coming up on 5 on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thanks for having us on. Getting you home for a Wednesday. Thank you very much for your ears. May Muller coming up from Eurovision fame. We'll get that on very soon. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React. The very latest in the A to Z of music. We'll drop in on that in about 20 minutes as well. And we'll update news and travel next at 5.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it here!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
So this is how we do it. Wednesday on the big drive home. Getting you home, getting your travel updates, get the hits on, and doing the edit set of music. It's coming up very soon.
Turn it up louder. Yeah. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Alok, Keller Air, Kenny Dope, and Deep Down. It's Chris and Scott. We're on the big drive home. We say big because it covers the whole of Essex County and beyond.
Well, yeah, we've made it Essex bigger, haven't we?
It's a bigger county.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. There are people listening from all sorts of places that you didn't even know that were in Essex. Perth, Australia. Obviously. New York City in America. Milan, Italy. Zimbabwe. Norwich. Yarmouth. Yes. There's loads. And Nick and Saffron just joining that now, saying, afternoon, guys, we are listening to you, and you are helping us pushing the outermost boundaries of Essex. The better half of myself are sitting there having dinner on the beach, whatever, with warm Mediterranean sea lapping the feet here in
Almira Mar.
This is like a mirror with a mar on the end. Mar is sea in Spanish, so actually it's like Southend on sea.
Yeah.
I think that's how you're saying it. It's Almira on sea.
That's what it is, yeah.
On the south coast of Spain, Essex flag firmly planted and blowing in the gentle breeze.
Because they're in Essex.
Yeah, because it's an Essex area and it's now part of Essex. Have a great evening. That is now on the Essex map. If you haven't seen the Essex map, it's incredible to look at. You can do it via the app. You can go on the website, radioessex.com, hit the Chris and Scott pages on there, and you can see the Essex map to prove that we are the biggest county around the world. You can check that out right now. As you do that, let's get on our Eurovision hopeful for this weekend, May Miller. I wrote a song. Oh, it is catchy.
It is.
The more I'm thinking about it, the more it is actually quite a catchy tune.
Instead of I wrote a song.
It's May Miller, and I wrote a song. Eurovision this weekend, Catherine Tate has been picked to read out the UK scores at Saturday's Eurovision final. It's officially announced later today, which I think it's been announced because I heard Stevie talking about it. I wrote that down this morning. But it
and
was
he's
announced.
Done it on the news.
It was already announced. She was chosen by BBC bosses to announce the points as we give, you know, the nation's points. And then they tell us and they go, right, let's cross to London. And then Catherine Tate will be there.
I hope she does it as Lauren.
I wanted to dress as grandma.
Yeah. I'll do it as grandma. Yeah.
So good. You are, love.
Yeah.
You are,
sorry.
Before the votes are revealed, 2022 UK runner-up Sam Ryder is going to perform his new single, which is called Mountain, and there will be a tribute paid to Liverpool.
Yeah, of course.
Which will be fun. I'm looking forward to Eurovision this weekend.
Stevie approves.
There's loads of people already out because of the semi-finals happening this week. So the first 10 acts confirmed for Eurovision have been announced. Ireland's Wild Youth failed to qualify. Dublin Bam are among the five acts eliminated during the first live semi-final of the week in Liverpool, which happened yesterday. 10 countries that have made it. This is critical and important to our sweepstake we've got going on. They are Croatia, Moldova, Switzerland, Finland, Czechoslovakia, Israel, Portugal, Sweden, Serbia and Norway. Meanwhile, Malta, Azerbaijan, Latvia and the Netherlands failed to qualify alongside Ireland. Have we lost anyone already?
Claire B.
Claire, you're out before it even started.
You're out. You've failed.
Is there another one tonight? There must be two semi-finals
to create
a final. So there's another one tonight. We will find out 16 more countries taken to the stage to perform to see who will join the likes of Sweden on the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend. So another round tonight. If you're in the sweepstake, let's see how well you do.
I'm still in. Yeah.
You are. 5:15. Ooh, what's that? Oh, it's a blast from the past.
What's that? What's happening?
Oh, I remember how annoying that was. Remember
wow.
What's happening?
Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Tom Grennan and Lionheart. It is 5:27. It is the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. We're looking for somebody to end the show tonight. Very easy.
Yeah, what style do we want? Are we going to go for a style?
Well, we mentioned earlier that people alter their voice when talking to apps such as Alexa and Siri.
Oh.
They poshen up a little bit.
So you could go... Do you want to say like
name? Just pretend you've said that at the beginning.
Yeah, and then you can go, Wednesday, completed it, mate. Like that.
Do you say thank you to Alexa?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I've caught myself doing that three times.
Wednesday,
now.
Completed it, mate. Thank you.
I get to put the heating on. I go, turn the heating up to 21. And she goes, heating at 21. I go, cheers.
Sometimes I find myself
put a kettle
going,
on.
No, sometimes I go, cheers, babe. And the twins go, Mum! Mum, he said babe to Alexa! That's happened quite a few times, actually.
Do that. Do it in the style of you're talking to a smart speaker. That's how we want you to end the show tonight. I don't even know how that sounds. You come up with that. Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
Now, the A to Z of music.
This is tricky. We've struggled to come up with very many bands beginning with the letter J, but that is what we're on for the A to Z of music. We're looking for you to put a artist, a band with the letter J beginning of their band's name.
God, that was really good English.
You know what, I realised I'd said it wrong. So yesterday was solo artists, so we had the likes of Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber, Jamiroquai. All of those names went in. That was perfect. Today is bands. There aren't as many bands beginning with the letter J. But if you can think of anything they deserve to be in the A to Z of music, let us know now. Grab us on the app as well. Where would you go with this? Got my nails done, got my hair did.
I got my hair did earlier.
5:35, big drive home, Flo, Missy Elliott and Fly Girl. It's Chris and Scott for Wednesday, ending the show tonight in the style. Well, you just need to do it as though you're asking a smart speaker. So you're saying, Wednesday, complete it, mate. Better still, if you've got a smart speaker with you, do it with that.
Talk to it.
And let's see what the reply would be if you said, Google, Wednesday, complete it, mate. Then they would probably say yes or no.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
So that could be another thing we could do if you wanted to do that. If you've got time, I can appreciate you might be busy.
you might be doing dinner.
Dinner,
you might
driving be thinking, home from work.
This is very demanding.
Yeah, it's like, but, I just listening. Sorry, I'm waiting for you to play that new tune from Lewis Capaldi. You haven't played it yet, but I'm actually probably not going to get that involved with the show.
But
probably
we don't
want to
do it ourselves. Because we're lazy.
If you could, that'd be amazing. While you're doing that, I'll give you a couple of tunes to choose from to go into the A to Z of music for groups beginning with the letter J.
Oh, bit of JLS.
Beat again, JLS. Quite a few people saying this. Abby and Rayleigh, Will went for JLS as well. As did Honey in Israel. But also...
Oh, please.
Jackson 5. Will also going for this. Katie going for this. Aretha going for this. There's so many people going for Jackson 5. Do you want this song to be your soundtrack on a sunny Wednesday home in Essex?
Yes, please.
Yes, I think this would be good, but you also have the choice between JLS. Put JLS or Jackson in your message box. Get it over to us, and the winning tune will play before the end of the show tonight. Radio Essex, Bells Only. All through the night. Joe Kinch coming up from 6 tonight. All through the night. All through the night. There you go. Song is made for Joe. You should use that as a little jingle. Joe Kinch. Yeah. All through the night.
Don't give me ideas, I will.
All through the night. Till 10.
Oh, Lauren.
It's like when you see the JoJo on the radio.
That's a good jingle.
That was the first
one. That was really good.
So JoJo on the radio, and then that at the end of it.
JoJo on the radio.
Here he comes. As you, like, fly through the window SAS style.
Yeah. I've heard a rumour about you, Joe.
What?
I've heard a rumour. You were the one that told me.
Oh.
You're not meant to say that.
Well, I am, because it's not a bad rumour. It's a good rumour. Right. I've heard that you can sing.
Yeah. He's starting to sing a lot in the office.
I've heard that you've got a bit of a...
The difference between singing and being able to sing.
No, at the moment, you've got to talk. Can you sing?
Well, I've got 10 minutes to warm up, so...
So I think he can. I was hearing him in the office today. I was in the office. I was in the kitchen making tea. I don't think he could see me. And I suddenly heard this voice and I went, oh, Scott's in. And then I looked around and it was Joe. I was like, wow.
I'm not going to make you sing in the
I get 4 hours practice every day off the microphone in here. So,
but I want to hear it off air.
Oh, no.
I want you to sing Celine Dion.
Heart will go on.
Yeah, I want you to sing that to me later.
Okay. Please. I'll come after the show, shall I?
She's a very weird
conversation. And you can sing Celine
Dion. I'll nip Brown and
after the show,
Celine
you're going
Dion.
To Scott's house to sing Celine Dion.
Yeah. Excuse me, we didn't say he's going to my house.
Well, where, what, are we meeting in the park then, or what?
We're going to go in the car.
Let's take a drive.
Let's get it on.
Right, stop. Yeah. Is that Ed Sheeran? It sounds exactly the same.
Easy mistake to make.
It sounds the same. So Joe coming up on the radio from 6, and then afterwards he's around Scott's house
singing Celine Dion
songs, which is just a standard Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. We're going to watch Titanic.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
JLS or the Jackson 5? Scott, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's a travesty.
Who did you think was going to win, Jackson 5?
I thought Jackson 5.
What about Joe? Who did you think would win that? JLS versus the Jackson 5. Not just any Jackson 5, this one.
Well, I thought this one would have had more sentiment.
I thought this would have won it.
Well, yeah.
Did it not then?
No. JLS won, which is fine because it proves that...
I'm not saying that JLS are a bad band.
No, I know you're not.
I think they're a very good band.
Good band.
But... It's not Jackson 5,
it's because all the kids are tuning in, because Joe's on there.
Oh, Joe's on. Ah, so it makes
our
sense.
Our listeners are asleep now. Gone to bed. Or they're doing gardening. All the kids are now Joe Kinch on the radio.
All the 12-year-olds are up for at least when they're having their dinner, and they'll be up until
Hot
7 at 7 comes on.
They're like, oh, he's going to play that TikTok tune I love.
Love that TikTok tune.
Sweater weather or something.
What?
Do you not know a sweater weather?
I don't watch TikTok.
Do you?
No.
You do.
What is it?
So Tom knows.
What is it?
It's a song that's been out for years, but it's like, it's big on the tick.
You've got it in your show, guys.
Did you say it's big on the tick?
Big on the tick.
By the way, never say that. Everyone's turned off now.
Big on the tock.
Got to get that right. I think that is on your show tonight, sweater weather.
It is. Microphone. Do you remember microphones, Tom?
It is on your show.
Yeah, right.
I played it last night, yeah.
Tom was nodding.
I remember playing it last night now.
All the hits, and he knows all about all of them. He's on the radio next.
It's because it took me a minute to process. I thought you were saying, like, something else, and then I realised you were saying sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I'm not even going to say it. Right, okay.
It sounds like I can't even do that, I don't think. Will that work if I played that?
Probably not.
No. All the buttons.
If you broke everything.
Yeah. You're on CDs tonight.
Oh no, can't play JLS.
I can. They're next. JLS go forward into the 8-set of music for the letter J. We'll find out who the ultimate winner will be tomorrow. Ta-da!
Okay, Google. It's Wednesday. Have I completed it?
Yes.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.